Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open hearts. In this occasion, I want to talk with you about something that is very close to my heart, which is loss. And when we talk about loss, I am not referring only to the loss of a loved one, but also other types of losses. Loss of a job, loss of health, divorce, loss of hope, loss of a dream. All those are losses. Now, let me take you on a journey and share with you which was my first experience with loss. It was back in November, on November 11th, 1971. I was living in my country, Nicaragua, my homeland, and I was in my school. And suddenly, a nun came to me and told me that the Mother Superior wanted to talk to me. So I went there, and what she had to tell me was the saddest news I could receive. My beloved father had just passed away, had suddenly died. And when I heard those news, it was so painful. It was such a shock, actually, because I was thinking, like, how this could happen. I was just praying for him in the chapel, and now I'm being told that I just lost him. This was something that I could not really understand. I could not really grasp an idea of what this meant to me. I was in a denial state. Has it happened to you that when you receive a news, when you receive that someone tells you something like that, that you get in this state of shock and that you do not believe what they're saying? That's natural, and it happens to us. When it is too much pain, when the news brings too much pain to our hearts, we may get into that denial state. So I felt that, and then, of course, you know, reality set in, and yes, it was real, it was true, that my father had died. And through many years, I went through this journey of learning how to live without him in my life. And it was a painful journey. And still, I learned how to continue living, you know, continuing my school, getting good grades, and developing like a happy and very engaging young woman, no? What happened to me later in life really took me by surprise. And I want to share it with you because it made me realize how important it is to grieve. I took a class at the University of Miami on death and dying. And what made me take that class was like, when I saw the name of the class, it was like a magnet to me. I said, like, I gotta take this class. It was something so powerful about that class that I had to take it. And then when I went to that class and I started, you know, the course on death and dying, I would cry every single time I went to class. And this was a very intense class. It was a three hours period, and it was only once a week. So every single week, I would go to class and I would cry. And taking that course, I realized two things, and I want to share them with you. One was that I had not really grieved the loss of my dad. Because even though I continued, you know, continuing with my life and being even joyful and, you know, and happy and all these things, I kept that grief buried in my heart. I had suppressed it or repressed it in a way that I was not aware of, totally unconsciously. That was one thing. And I realized how important it was to recognize her grief. And the other one, the other realization I had was that it was my mission to help others, other bereaved and other grievers, to help others go through their losses and help them and accompany them and be with them when they were grieving and remind them the importance of grieving. And because of that, I turned my loss, my huge loss, into my inspiration. My inspiration to help them transform their loss and transform their lives. And I did that by creating a system, a methodology that could help them do that, because it goes beyond grief. It, you know, it's about processing your grief, but at the same time, find purpose and meaning in life again. I will talk about them. This methodology is called the 11 Principles of Transformation, and I will talk about them on our next episode. Here, I just wanted to mention them and to bring to your attention the importance of talking about our grief, of processing our grief, because if not, we may get stuck. We may get stuck and we will be unable to continue moving forward in our lives. So I want you to pay attention if you feel that you may be stuck in your grief, because there are some signs that you want to just notice if it's happening to you. One of them, and it didn't happen to me, but it may happen to you, is to have a prolonged denial. Because denial, as I mentioned in the beginning, is very common and natural when we received this shocking news, but we continue. However, if you stay in the denial, then this can be a sign that you have stayed in that place and that you are stuck, okay? Because it may be for you very difficult to accept the reality of the loss. Then something that may also happen to you is that you stay in a very sad place, in a suffering place. You cannot move from that place. So that may indicate that you are being stuck in your grief. Something else is that you may have this continuing preoccupation and rumination about the loss. You may be longing for your beloved one, your beloved loved, your beloved person that is not with you. And then when you feel that, you may have an intense longing, because it happens also. And if that interferes with your daily life, then yes, you may be stuck in your grief. You may be also isolating yourself. You know, you may be withdrawing from relationships, from activities. And again, this could also be a sign that you are being stuck. Something else that could happen is that you may feel empty. You know, having this huge void in your heart. And then you may wonder that, you know, what's the meaning of life? You know, and that life has lost its purpose. And this may also be a sign that you have stayed in that place. And even you may avoid either, you know, talking about your loved one, or you may avoid even being presented to things that may remind you of your loved one. You may avoid going to places, or things, you know, that may remind you of your loved one, and then you stay in that place of not wanting to see it, to ignoring all those things that may also make you feel stuck. Other emotions may also keep you stuck, such as feeling guilty for what happened, blaming yourself, all those emotions that we know may be very difficult to process. Still, it's so important to process them, to validate them, so you can release them. And then you can let yourself go from that place of being stuck. All these things that I say to you, it's to remind you of the importance of being present to your grief. And yes, I understand. I totally understand you that sometimes you want to put it on the shelf and continue like if nothing has happened, and that we are strong, you know, like society defines of being strong, no? But I remind you that, you know, give yourself that space. Go there. Go to your heart. Be with your heart. Be in that place and just go through all those emotions, so you would be able to validate all those emotions and release all that pain that you may have in your heart. Okay? And knowing with grief that our grief is unique, our process is unique, and the timeline, or the journey rather, of our grief is unique. However, if you notice that any of these signs are present, please give yourself that gift of the permission to heal, and, you know, reach out for professional help, for someone that can be there for you, that can understand you, that can be present in your grief, and that can share with you tools that can help you move from a place of suffering to a place of honoring your loved one. I send you a hug with all my love.